All right, Wrestling with Theology fans, this is Pastor Doug Minton here with you, standing in the confessional corner, looking at the fifth commandment this week as we finish out the month of March. So the fifth commandment, you shall not murder. What does this mean? We should fear and love God so that we do not hurt or harm our neighbor in his body, but help and support him in any physical need. Plain and simple, right? This is one of the first ones to be broken after the expulsion from the Garden of Eden, as we see from Genesis chapter 4. Now Adam knew Eve his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain, saying, I have gotten a man with the help of the Lord. And again she bore his brother Abel. Now Abel was a keeper of sheep, and Cain a worker of the ground. In the course of time, Cain brought to the Lord an offering of the fruit of the ground, and Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat portions. And the Lord had regard for Abel and his offering, but for Cain and his offering he had no regard. So Cain was very angry, and his face fell. The Lord said to Cain, Why are you angry, and why has your face fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door. Its desire is contrary to you, but you must rule over it. Cain spoke to Abel, his brother. And when they were in the field, Cain rose up against his brother Abel and killed him. Then the Lord said to Cain, Where is Abel, your brother? He said, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper? And the Lord said, What have you done? The voice of your brother's blood is crying to me from the ground. And now you are cursed from the ground, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you work the ground, it will no longer yield it to you its strength. You shall be a fugitive and a wanderer on the earth. Cain said to the Lord, My punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, you have driven me today away from the ground, and from your face I shall be hidden. I shall be a fugitive and a wanderer on the earth, and whoever finds me will kill me. Then the Lord said to him, Not so. If anyone kills Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord put a mark on Cain, lest any who found him should attack him. Then Cain went away from the presence of the Lord and settled in the land of Nod, east of Eden. All right, there is Genesis chapter 4, or at least the first 16 verses. Now, we can go many different routes with this, and I have in numerous different times and ways gone extremely different routes on this. But we have here the first two brothers and the first sibling conflict here. So I want to focus on that latter part of it. You know, Cain spoke to Abel, his brother. And when they were in the field, Cain rose up against his brother Abel and killed him. Now, we have the whole question as to why. And what was the problem that Cain had with Abel? Well, it could easily be just that Cain was the older brother and Abel was showing him up. Because we go back a couple of verses, and it says, The Lord had regard for Abel and his offering, but for Cain and his offering, he had no regard. Now we have to figure out, okay, what is the difference in the offerings that are made? So we'll go back up to the previous verse. Cain brought to the Lord an offering of the fruit of the ground, and Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat portions. The thought that goes into it is what is at issue here, what God has regard for and what he does not have regard for. It is Abel, as his offering is described, is the firstborn of his flock and of their fat portions. He is giving thought to what he is giving to the Lord. Cain, it just says, he gave an offering of the fruit of the ground. So whatever he found, basically, is the way Moses portrays this in the telling of the story. And then we have the whole issue of Cain getting upset because of his own issue. And then that is what leads him to murder his brother. Which is why we go back to the small catechism. What does this mean? We should fear and love God, so that we do not hurt or harm our neighbor in his body, but help and support him in every physical need. The problem with hurting or harming our neighbor is the fact that we are not fearing and loving God, because our neighbor is in the image of God. We are all created in the image of God. Tainted image with our sin, just like Cain and Abel's images were tainted. But we are there to help and support him. Maybe Abel gave him a few different things that he could have done differently, that maybe the Lord would have regard for his offering. Now, I'm not going to go into, and trying not to leave it as, the more thoughtful your offering is to God, the more he respects it. But no, this is kind of also like Ananias and Sapphira in the book of Acts, as they sell their property, which is their right to do. They can do whatever with the money. And yet they devise this scheme to try to bump themselves up in the eyes of the congregation in Jerusalem and say that they sold maybe two pieces of land, not just one. And they kept back part of it for one to bring in and the other one to bring in a little later, not knowing that the first one had been struck dead. But that is the issue. It's the consideration we have. It's not just that we give our offerings as kind of, okay, I'm going through all my bills and this is what's left over, so I'll give whatever of that. No. This is the first fruits, the firstborn, the fat portions. This is that the offering that you make to the church, to charities, all your giving to organizations should be the first thing in your budget, which is what Dave Ramsey does in his budget. Is that is the first line, is your tithe and then your offerings, those things that go out to missions, charitable groups, whatever else that you give to, that goes into that first couple of lines in there. That should be, as he says, the first check you write every month with your budget, or every week with your budget even, so that you have that as the first fruits, as a fat portion, as we would have it with Abel, of what is there in the beginning. And then, yes, living on the rest of it as to what you have. But we're not going to get into a whole lot of stewardship in this, because this is not a stewardship text. This is a murder text. And it is still to that point where everybody's favorite line, when the Lord asks, "Where is Abel, your brother?" Cain says, "I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper? It's not my job to keep up with him." But no, it is. It is, as we talked about in the catechism, we do not hurt or harm our neighbor in his body, but help and support him in every physical need. And that is where we need to focus our attention in our lives, is how do we help and support those around us in their needs, physical or what, financial or what have you, that we look to those around us that we can help, and we offer that help, thereby keeping the fifth commandment. But again, it's so much easier to just be like Cain and say, "Am I my brother's keeper? Is it really my problem?" And for Cain, it was. For us, it could be. But we look to the ways that we can help our neighbors, that we can support them in what they need, so that we are not sent away like Cain, away from the presence of the Lord, but that we can dwell in the house of the Lord forever, having his grace and mercy upon us always. Amen.